This is KCUR 89.3. In one of his last acts as mayor of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, Mark Holland has called a meeting of the UG Commission today to discuss a report that KCK firefighters were paid $920,000 last year for work they did not actually perform. As KCUR's Dan Margulies learned, the report says the money went to firefighters as compensation for shifts they traded away without reciprocating.
The UG report shows that only six of the department's 391 firefighters exchanged an equal number of hours. It says 237 firefighters split $920,000 of taxpayer money for time not worked. 11 of them got more than $10,000 each for time not worked. KCK firefighters work 24-hour shifts, followed by 48 hours off. Under shift trading, one firefighter agrees to take another shift. Both are paid as if no swap took place, but the trades are supposed to be reciprocated, so the pay evens out. Holland, whose last day in office is Monday, says the report's findings are outrageous and reveal widespread corruption in the department.
Nowhere else in the UG and nowhere else in America can you pay someone else under the table to do your work for you.
Holland says payroll records show one firefighter worked 3,000 hours, which he says makes no sense unless he was paid under the table for work he didn't do.
Either he is in slave labor, enslaved by his coworkers to do their bidding, or he's being paid.
Holland wants the UG Commission to pass an ordinance barring unified government employees from getting paid for work they perform for the government by anyone except the government. He says he hopes to take that up at today's 7 p.m. meeting. He'll need the votes of six commissioners to get it passed.
I was on vacation when this report came out, was outraged, and on Tuesday called the meeting for Thursday because I think the public needs to be aware of the widespread corruption and abuse in our department.
Holland was defeated in his bid for re-election by Rockhurst High School Vice Principal David Alvey, who assumes office next week. Holland and the fire department have been at odds since an audit 2 years ago raised questions about the department's shift trading, and the fire department threw its support behind Alvey in the mayoral campaign. Fire department officials did not return calls seeking comment about the report, but Alvey says he doesn't believe the shift trades have cost taxpayers any money.
This is, from my understanding, revenue neutral. If there is evidence to demonstrate that this is not revenue neutral and that it is a cost to the unified government, then it's certainly something we need to address.
And he says,
to describe this as evidence of widespread corruption is a gross misrepresentation of the issue.
Alvey says the real issue is giving the fire and other government departments the resources they need to, quote, fulfill the promise of good government.
And at the same time, to broaden the tax base so we can also provide very much needed tax relief to our citizens.
But departing Mayor Holland says the report discloses not just corruption in the fire department. He says it reveals real dangers to public safety because the flip side of all the shift trading is that some firefighters are working 13 out of 14 days in a row.
Every day we roll a truck with an unqualified captain and without any rest, compromising the safety of everyone on that rig and our public.
Holland says he's leaving office with no regrets about taking on the fire department, even though it may have cost him re-election.
Honestly, I'd do it all over again. I mean, my job, I didn't go looking for corruption in the fire department. I stumbled upon it because I had the audacity to do a study to see how efficiently we were running. And I stumbled upon this corruption, and I didn't turn away from it. I leaned into it to see how we could fix it.
He says he's received two layers of feedback, one from the firefighters who are angry that the report was undertaken in the first place and made public, and the other from citizens angry about the report's findings. Holland, a Methodist pastor, says he's fine if the legacy for which he's remembered is taking on the department. He says the truth is more important to him than his title. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.